That's what I said.
I've been next door. I have no interest, thanks. It's 7 past the hour, the Doug Stafford Good Day program. Hello to all. Heather is going to start off our Beyond Good Day story list. Something Woo-hoo. Important for those who are sailors, sailing over the bounding main.
Important for everyone, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's we have Jennifer. I'm not sure how many stories we have time for. We'll work everybody in that we can.
I
then Chef Louis DeAngelis is going to join us later on in the hour to talk about fair foods. We are into the county fair season.
You mean the fried anything?
Pretty much fried anything. And a book came across my desk, Richie, this week called My Berlin Kitchen.
My Berlin Kitchen.
Right.
Ah. Interesting.
It's by Louisa Weiss, who's the creator of The Wednesday Chef. And it is a memoir from her time in Berlin and also a lot of good recipes. I'm guessing that they are German recipes, but we'll see if we can work our way through that later on. Right now, however, it is my pleasure to introduce to you a lady who comes to this program well prepared with stories. And so I'll leave it to Heather to deliver on the way I've introduced her. This wonderful...
Why, thank you. Yes, this is a very serious topic.
Very serious. Yes, right. We don't use the word topic because it sounds too radio-ish.
It does sound radio. This is a very serious thing I'm going to talk about right here.
It's
a serious thing.
Right.
Serious things going on over here. Okay. I'm talking about the U.S. Navy, and for some that are not aware, this past week, the USS Nimitz, say it again, Nimitz, because it's fun to say, headed out on a journey off the coast of Oahu, Hawaiian island of Oahu, with 71 jet fighters, helicopters, and transport planes. The difference of this voyage is they were powered by a 50-50 mix of conventional fuel and algae or cooking oil. So this was like a big major thing as far as coming up with different fuel options. They were also joined by Australian Navy commander who was flying in a biofuel-burning helicopter alongside them. Sounds
so
wonderful,
using
right?
Cooking oil to power the Navy now.
50-50 mix, right? You would think this is wonderful. This is the direction we're trying to go in and try and figure out ways for us to fuel ourselves here instead of having to buy oil from overseas and whatnot. But apparently Congress is not too keen on it.
Because they're influenced
they're
by
objecting.
The big oil companies.
Well, there's a 2013 spending bill that they're looking that would actually essentially shut down the Navy's green fleet, which is what they're calling this, where it's now 4 years into the project.
Well, it isn't really a green fleet. You can use it in anything. It's just what it is biodiesel mixed with cooking oil.
Exactly, but that's what the Navy is referring to, the what they're using
once
it on
again,
the green
what place. Happens with things like this, the public's ignorance on this level and the ability of the news media to twist and turn things all around will create a situation where you think there are only ships there that will operate if they have this stuff in it. Any diesel engine can operate with this. It doesn't make any difference
it's
whether
an
it's a
can they only
tractor?
Run it with the oil from McFish sandwiches at McDonald's? Since
you see, that's the
you
point.
You could use it.
This is how this stuff gets all blown out of proportion. You can use any used. The trick is used. You don't want new.
So it doesn't have to be seafood.
It doesn't have to be seafood.
It doesn't
right.
for the Navy. No.
No. It can be any kind of used cooking oil.
Right. And the Air Force doesn't have to use only chicken grease. Right.
No. That's okay.
But you see, it's so foolish because people, they go, oh, it's all McDonald's.
Wings.
Matter of fact, the stuff from McDonald's isn't good because they put sugar in the oil when they cook the food. What you want is to, and I don't know how they're procuring this, say they're where they're getting the used cooking oil?
Well, actually, they're using, the Navy is using chicken fat with a dash of algae. Now, the big controversy.
I love that. It's my favorite breakfast.
Chicken fat with a dash of algae. It's lovely. It burns nice. The big thing is it became controversial because, they spent like $450,000 on biofuels, paying for about, which breaks it down to like $15 a gallon, whereas opposed to the $3.60 say, for conventional oil.
Wow.
So that's where it's coming from, that it's apparently on the upside of it. It's the startup. It's taking more, spending more to make this work. But then in the long run, it is really better for our economy, for our environment, et cetera, et cetera.
You fall in for this like a lot of other people fall for these stories.
I fall easy.
Who don't know what the real story is.
What's the real story?
The real story is... And that if in are you saying that the Navy is paying $15 a gallon for this mix? Is that
reason?
That's
what they're trying to do.
Where did this story come from? Right. Who wrote this story?
Story is from The Guardian.
The Guardian, London newspaper. It's a Rupert Murdoch newspaper. They are not like, again, you go back to the source most of the time. And they would put a spin on this that would make it look bad because they are in the pockets of the big oil outfits. The big oil outfits aren't making as much money on this. I would be willing to bet that the information about it costing $15 a gallon is erroneous. I would be willing to bet that, in fact...
Well, it does cost more to make alternative fuels because they don't have the infrastructure.
They're not making anything, just combining fuels. That's the difference. They're not making biodiesel here. What they're doing is taking oil, used cooking oil, and putting it into a diesel engine cut with regular diesel fuel. Is that not right, Heather?
Exactly. A 50-50.
That's all they're doing. That is, in essence, something, if done properly, and that's why I question the $15 price tag, you can get chicken fat or whatever, the cooking oils that are used. You can buy that stuff around when the price of oil is up, it goes up. You can buy it for $1 a gallon. You can buy it for 50 cents a gallon. You can buy it for $2. It's all over the place. But I guarantee you when it's mixed with diesel fuel, it doesn't cost a penny more than regular diesel fuel. And maybe a little bit less. More environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, that's the best part of it. But it makes great sense, makes perfect sense to me that somebody in Congress would try to kick this out, because the oil companies are only therefore able to sell half as much diesel fuel to the government for use in these
According to this, John McCain is a big supporter of pushing this bill, which would shut down the Navy green effort.
I'm sure he is. He's in the pocket of all the militarists and everybody who wants to gain from me. There's no reason to shut it down. Did they give a reason, or they just say they want to shut it down?
Just want to shut it down, that it's just as far as expenditures.
Well, because somebody has gotten into it. If, in fact, the $15 a gallon is true, then it ought to be shut down. But I'm not buying that. I think I would like to see where that information comes from. And rather than shut it down, what I'd rather see is somebody investigate price gouging on the part of somebody who says, okay, these suckers in the government, they'll pay anything for what they think is environmentally friendly when the real price for this stuff should be $3 a gallon.
Right. And, I mean, as you said, it's more environment friendly, but then also it also brings up we're not going across the seas as much and dealing with buying oil and whatnot from fuels from there. We're keeping it here on our soil. So, I mean, that's the other dimension to it, which I would think is a great thing, but I could see how some relationships in our politics may not smile upon that.
It's a corruption. It's a great example of corruption on both corrupted information, corrupted process. It's if, in fact, it's done properly, $3 a gallon, and it's good for the environment. So my question would be, if I were John McCain, why are you spending $15? Not shut the program down. Let's make the program work. But pay, let's find out who the people are that are charging $15 a gallon, send them to jail. That's what they should be doing instead of, you know, trying to shut the program down. That doesn't fix anything. So, all right, so there's some stimulation there. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ To Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Micro instrument cables, buy one for $15, get two free. Plus, score closeout pricing on Fender G-Deck amplifiers, only $149. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. with dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right. This week we've been talking a good deal about the price of food, and there is a great deal of alarm around the globe over a repeat of the food crisis that occurred 4 years ago and 6 years before that. If you look at the data, it shows food prices jumped 6% a month, and I said the original estimates were like 4% a month. Last month, the price of food went up 6%.
Wow.
And
wow.
There are, one of the reasons for this is the commodities market. We were just talking about this story, and this is how this is related. Commodities are oil. Cooking oil could be a commodity. Most things that are grown on farms in large quantities are commodities. You can buy any number of things. Futures are on, you could buy commodities in the commodity market, carrots, for example. You're basically betting on what the price is going to be. So anyway, and then at the supermarket, it's like the price you pay at the pump for gasoline. All that stuff is bumped up by those who are speculators. So the food importers and the food speculators on the Chicago Mercantile are bidding up the price of corn and beans and lots of other things, and that's causing the price you pay. And even though it hasn't affected it, really, because it hasn't been purchased yet, but yet they're sending it, they're shoving it to you.
With the drought, there's not a whole lot to shove right now, though.
No, what I'm saying is you're not paying the price yet, but yet you are paying the price, if you know what I mean.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Beyond Good Day, sometimes it's better, I guess, depending on your point of view. Stories from various players on the program, Heather, Jennifer, Richie, and Roberta, is now to enthrall us with a new way to, she's going to buy a new car with food stamps. Is that
right,
Roberta?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
When you think about, like, really wealthy people and you think about cars, what comes to mind? Things like Rolls Royce, a Lamborghini, a Ferrari. I mean, some of these
Kia.
Kia, right? Well, you're not too far off, Jennifer. A research firm called True Car did a survey on the best-selling cars that America's rich drive. And they analyzed data from the 10 wealthiest zip codes from areas like New York City, Greenwich, Connecticut, Fishers Island. And according to this survey, here are the top 8 cars that the richest Americans drive: a Toyota Camry, a Honda Accord, a Honda CRV, a Volkswagen Jetta, a Toyota Prius, a Lexus RS, a Mercedes C-Class, and a BMW 328. And even with the BMW and Mercedes and Lexus, these cars
are
only, those are the lower models. These are only the cars in like the $35,000 range. So the survey found that America's richest people drive cars basically under $40,000.
So that tells
a lot.
Ted Turner drives a Taurus.
Yeah. I used to know someone who was very well off, and he wouldn't let his kids turn the heater on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think that's a gross simplification and overstatement. Some are, and some are not. Some people are very generous. Some
people
are very
earn
tight.
The people who earn it are cheap.
Yeah.
Doug, you're cheap.
Thanks, Rich.
No, you are. Yeah. But, I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, you value a penny still.
But I think, too,
more
you know,
so
well, more so
years.
Now than you used to, yeah.
I think, you know, with the wealthiest people, they're very careful how they invest their money, and investing $100,000 in a car is not a very good investment.
As a guy coming out of the car business,
awful investment.
My family's been in the car business. A car is not an investment.
Nope.
It is it is something you throw money in, and it flushes it down the toilet, and that's it. My 68 Camaro in the garage, that's an investment. Thank you, mm-hmm. Dougley. You know, my Ford Explorer or my Cadillac, they just lose money. Well, not the way I do it, but your car is a loser. Every day it sits in the driveway, you're losing
money.
That's
right, it loses
money. Don't pour more money into that loss. Don't buy a new car. Ever.
But people also,
car.
You have to be careful, because you know how they always say dress for the job that you want, not for the job you have?
You mean as far as what car they pull up in?
I think people judge. Like, in my job, the reason I have a nicer car is because I take people to lunch all the time. And if I have a client getting into a little beat-up old tin can, they're going to judge me on that. So
yeah, well, you live in L.A.
A nicer char, a car.
People are superficial.
I know. I think L.A. is a whole different standard as far as cars go. I mean, that's you're in a different world. You're on Mars or something out there when it comes to cars.
Jennifer, are you telling me that if you pulled up in a brand-new Chevy Malibu?
I still think you'd be judged.
Really?
Yeah,
wow. In L.A.
Maybe if it's new, you'd be okay. But if it's, yeah, I mean...
So people would be impressed if I drove up in my 1999 Ford F-350 pickup truck. Then I was Charlotte Taylor.
Let me just tell you right now. If you're trying to get an advertiser and you pull up to an agency in Los Angeles in your truck and you get out with disheveled hair and stupid shoes on, they're going to not take you seriously. They won't.
But you hear about these really super wealthy people, and you know they say if you look at them, you'll think they're homeless on the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, but it's true. I mean,
and it shows you how really bad. We are so judgmental, and most of the time wrong about our judgment.
I drive a 60,000-mile formerly pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
Right. And I'll make money on it after driving it for 3 years. Who's the big moron?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And if you've got $100,000, instead of buying a car, you invest it in something that will make you money,
exactly.
Not something that will lose money.
Paying off your mortgage, for example. All right, so good food for thought. Thank you, Roberta. Chef Louie up next here on Good Day.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ To Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala Soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're going to talk with him about some of the things to eat that are great for this time of the year, some of the recipes that he puts together for various things. It's Fair Time, F-A-I-R-F-A-I-R-F-A-R-E, Fair Time. Before we get to that, though, I want to discuss this book that's out now from Louisa Weiss, who is the Wednesday chef. What do we know about the Wednesday chef? Anybody here follow the Wednesday chef?
Never heard of it.
Really?
Does she only cook on Wednesday, or what's her deal?
Yeah, I kind of like that concept.
I think she's the cookbook editor for one of the New York magazines. She grew up in Berlin, and this story is about some of the things that happened to her while she lived there. But more importantly, it has a lot of recipes that are part of what she grew up around. And I wonder how many of us could write a book, a recipe book, if we knew what our mothers and or perhaps our fathers put into things.
Oh, I could.
German pea soup, for example. How many people...
My mother makes the best split pea soup.
Yeah.
Oh, so, and she put a pork
German
hock in
descent.
It?
A hock.
You got to put a pork hock in it.
Well, actually, because I don't like pork... I do, I request, what's it called, smoked turkey.
I could do that, yep, that would work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anything that would give it flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Louie, isn't that the whole idea of making good soup? Whatever you put in it, you can come up with all kinds of things, but it isn't important what it is as to the what goes in, but as the outcome, it seems more with soup than anything else. Interested.
My old theory on soup, Doug, is to use ingredients that tasted great before it became soup. So any of the leftover veggies.
So that would mean we never put Brussels sprouts into a soup.
Ooh.
I happen to like Brussels sprouts.
I like Brussels sprouts too, but not in soup.
But on their own, they don't taste. They're awful on their own.
Sure they are.
Heather gave me a recipe last week that was just out of this world.
Who did?
On Brussels sprouts.
I did. Heather did.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Is that a Chef Louis' part of the website?
No, it's just a recipe I passed along to him because he's also a Brussels sprout fan.
Why didn't you post it?
We can do that, sure.
Yeah. I think it makes sense. Suppose, you know, go to DougStephan.com, and you'll see as we go down on the right-hand side of the homepage, just underneath the Doug Stephan Good Day team logo, there's a Chef Louis recipes, and these are cumulative, are they not?
Yes, as there's plenty there.
Yeah, right. All right. So, anyway, there is this book. I was just talking about this, Louis. My Berlin Kitchen is a new book by Louisa Weiss, who bills herself as the Wednesday chef, and nobody seems to know what the Wednesday chef is. Do you know anything about the Wednesday chef?
No, I don't. I know Wednesday is hump day. Maybe it's leftover days or middle of the week.
It's a food. Maybe you ought to check this out. It's a food blog, the Wednesday chef. Was started in 2005, and if you go to WednesdayChef.com, you'll find out more about her and the blog, WednesdayChef.com. All right? I think anytime you come up with an idea or two that'll bring you something that's kind of new and different and fun, I think people get bored easily with cooking and with eating. Don't you, Louie? Isn't that part of the problem? People don't get creative enough.
What I found, and along the same vein, it's just absolutely amazes me all the time. Last week, you know, we moved into a new home, and one of the neighbors had a dinner party for us and a bunch of the neighbors.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just never stops to just amaze me on how many people immediately start talking about food, no matter what situation you're in.
Well, everybody has recipes. As a chef? Was part of the introduction view? No.
They had no idea at first. A couple of them did, you know, but they didn't say anything. And so, you know, who's got an idea of the best restaurant, the best food, the best recipe? And what really got me was the ones that pipe up the most and have the most opinion were the gentlemen in the crowd.
Really?
Yeah.
When you say, what do you mean opinion about?
Oh, what they really like, or how they would change a recipe that they of a dish that they had at a restaurant recently, and I mean, these guys really know what they're talking about with food.
Let's back up here for just a second. How many people who come in families that are still together, husband, wife, father, mother? How many do you know who are making it a practice for the father to do the cooking? I know Richie does most of the cooking at his house. Louis, I'm figuring you do most of the cooking at your house.
Yes.
How often is that the case now? Versus what it used to be. Let's say when you grew up. Richie, your father didn't cook when you grew up, did he?
No. I mean, he would do, like, the burgers and sandwiches and stuff like that. Right. No. But not real cooking.
No. But your mother did all that.
Yes.
Louis, in your house, was it traditional that your mother did the cooking?
We had three kitchens in my house, and my mom would cook in one. My dad was constantly cooking in the other one.
Really?
Yeah, my dad loved to cook. Absolutely loved it.
So you didn't
come from my uncles do.
Yeah. Well, that's maybe why you turned out to be as good as you are at doing that. What about you, Roberta? Your father was the cook. He was the professional because he ran a restaurant.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did he cook at home? Who cooked at home, or did you?
Oh, no, he cooked at home all the time. Absolutely. Yeah, we ate in the restaurant, and we also ate at home.
How often did you eat in the restaurant versus eating at home?
They were there 5 days a week, so obviously they had lunch there every day. And whenever I was there working with them, certainly we had lunch together. But we closed early. We closed at 8 o'clock, so we usually have dinner at home if we ate dinner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Heather, what about you?
Well, my parents were divorced when I was very young, so it wasn't a traditional home. But whenever I was with my dad, he loved to cook and got really creative with it, was very into it.
Yeah. And so, Jennifer, I'm thinking your father has never cooked a meal in his life.
He takes quite a pride in his grilling and barbecuing skills.
Yeah, but he is a cook in the kitchen.
No, my mom did most of the cooking when they were together, but then when he was when they were split up, and I would go to his house, he'd always make like the weirdest stuff, like a quarter of a cabbage. Like a peanut.
There you go.
You know?
Sure,
like, cooking's a strong word, but he did prepare food. Let's say that.
Hey, most of the food he prepared entail taking the tinfoil off of the top and throwing it in the oven for 35
minutes.
No, he would
try to be very healthy. In fact, he used to pack my lunches. We went through this thing where he would pack my lunch, and he would always give me so much stuff, but it was always like a total rabbit food lunch. It was a quarter of a wedge of cabbage. It was... you know, a big, huge thing of carrots. It was always
you took
like
cabbage to school in your lunchbox.
Oh God, I remember a quarter of a cabbage being in there. You just slice it.
That probably smelled nice by about noon.
Oh, it's so embarrassing too. Can you imagine a kid coming out with a quarter of a
Actually, cabbage, if you got some good salad dressing, is pretty yummy.
No, it's delicious. But think about that as a kid. It's,
yeah, in your lunchbox, not so much.
Doesn't make you one of the cool kids. Yeah.
Right, that's lunch Brussels sprouts.
Bag. Please, Jennifer, my lunch bag, would you have leftovers in it all the time? Everybody stares at you eating an artichoke.
Sometimes he would give me soup, but, you know, the soup gets cold by that time. It would be like in my strawberry shortcake thermos.
Louis, and we have to do this next week. Why don't we do this? School lunch ideas. What to put in your kids' lunchbox, because it's so, so hard. They have two or three, four things that they like.
Apples is the first place.
But the apples get brown, so then you have to put, what is it, the lemon juice or something?
Put lemon juice on it.
Yeah, to keep them from getting brown, because you can't, you know, when they're little, you can't give them a whole apple because they won't eat it. You have to cut it up. You have to take the skin off. Then it turns brown by the time, and then they don't want it. You know, okay, they like peanut butter sandwiches on wheat bread. Fine, but you can't do that every single day. Okay, you put carrots in there. Fine. Okay, you put a yogurt in there. Fine. But if there's, you'll run out of stuff. It's so hard.
Oh, there's so many things you could do. Like when you say an apple and you say yogurt, okay, and oatmeal bars. Well, why don't you just combine them all together? Then you don't have to worry about the apple getting, you know, brown, but take some plain yogurt, you know, so it's not full of sugar, some apples, some oatmeal or oat bark broken up into it, and it makes just a wonderful, wonderful lunch. The kids will be so surprised with something like that.
All right, so Louis's going to report on some of the recipes that are showing up. Chef Louis's recipes are on the homepage at DougStephan.com, right next to Dr. Ken's Daily Dose. We have some recipes coming from the food fairs, or the fair at the fairs, the F-A-R-E at the F-A-I-R. All right? How's that? We got that? 17 before the hour on Good Day. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Micro instrument cables, buy one for $15, get two free. Plus, score closeout pricing on Fender G-Deck amplifiers, only $149. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional prices for new merchandise. Offer valid July 30th through August 25th, 2012. And applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See store for complete details.
14 before the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is with us. And as it is fair time, the county fairs show up in mid-August, late August, early September, mid-September. So for the next month or so, there are county fairs all over our country. And you have put together a list of some of the foods. But I'm thinking the stuff you get at the fair, it's got to be garbage for the most part, Louis, right?
Deep-fried Oreos.
Someone on Facebook this morning actually had a picture of deep-fried chocolate-covered bacon.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
What?
I bet it tastes really good, though.
All right, so there's corn dogs, there's funnel cake, there's deep fried, you name it, as Richie suggested. Is there anything in this that's any good, or do we need to avoid it all?
Well, it's not to, you know, anything is good in moderation, Doug. And let's take, you know, top of the list, one of the most popular foods is corn dogs. If you start with a good beef hot dog and a little bit of cornmeal, some flour, and a little bit of honey. I mean, there's really nothing bad about it until you get into the deep frying part of it.
Yeah, right. Processed food, it's a hot dog.
Bake it. I mean, you can bake it if you want, but it's just not as much fun if you don't deep fry.
Boring.
Yeah.
Healthy.
But once you make one of these at home, it's so much better than the frozen ones that you buy. And, I mean, it's just the flavor.
Oh, that stuff, the frozen ones are horrible. My God.
Well, they have no flavor. It's just like eating cardboard. Yeah. Or the funnel cake. Now, the funnel cake, you can make that in so many different ways. I put my option in there is by putting a little anise in it. It makes it taste like an Italian cake. But you can put orange rind in it.
What's anise?
Lemon rind in it. Anything you want. And the kids enjoy making it as much as they like eating it.
Yeah. I guess some children are different. I always had pretty simple tastes as a child, and I still do, actually, when it comes to these sorts of things. And I'm thinking about adding all this stuff. How do you know what the true flavor is, or is that the idea to mask whatever the true flavor is, going back to Brussels sprouts? Mask it rather than taste what the real flavor is.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because there is two schools of thoughts when you're in the kitchen. You're either going to mask something or you're going to enhance it. And there's certain ways, there's certain ingredients and certain ways to cook things where you enhance the flavor of what you're cooking as opposed to masking it. You know, the old-fashioned way of masking any mistake you made was throw cheese at it. The more cheese you put in a dish, I mean, it has to come out good.
My mom used to do that with Brussels sprouts when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shredded cheese on it, yeah.
Yeah. And so you fell for it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now, I make mine in a gratin style. You know, I put them in a sauté pan. I cut them, put them in a sauté pan with olive oil, some breadcrumbs, some fresh Italian breadcrumbs, some parsley, and some garlic. That searing, that caramelization of the Brussels sprouts just gives it such a sweet,
nutty
flavor.
So what does the bread do? What's the bread do for it?
The breading adds that crunch to it.
Right, yeah. Gives it a little bit more texture.
And it has a little flavor. But there's just the right amount of Parmesan cheese to add a little umami, a little acidic flavor to it that enhances your food as opposed to just salt and pepper and just, you know, throwing cheese at it. You want to enhance it. Heather's recipe was fantastic with the balsamic vinegar on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people don't realize balsamic, what you can do with it. You know, I buy the cheapest one there is. I just buy any cheap balsamic, I take it home, I put it in a pot, a little saucepan, and I cook it down halfway, so it's almost syrupy.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, you could drizzle that on anything from ice cream to steak. I mean, it just enhances so many flavors.
Well, I think there are, you can do almost anything if you're a little creative coming up with stuff. That's why people say, that's boring. I remember my mother had the same five or six meals, and they just alternate. And we were sort of get used to, and I thought it was good. I thought that's how everybody ate. That we had pot roast one night, beef another night.
Everybody's got their wheelhouse of recipes that they use. Some may have 20, some may have 3.
Well, you know, here it is, pot roast. You know what you can do with pot roast? Most people just take it, cook it, they braise it, it's cooked in liquid, and there's your pot roast with a heavy beef flavor to it. Well, if you want to try something different, instead of adding water to it, to your pot when you make your pot roast, throw 2 cans of chopped tomatoes in it and some red wine. Cook it with that instead. Now you still got pot roast, but an entirely different flavor to it.
Why don't you want to use locally grown tomatoes or fresh tomatoes?
Yeah, that would absolutely
be much better. I guess you can do it. It's you don't need a cookbook. All you need is have some common sense, right?
Yeah, well, there's a case of, you like tomatoes, you like pot roast, try them together.
You have to have a little knowledge about what each food's going to do. That's...
All right. It's going to fill my stomach, Greasy. That's what it's going to do.
You just chuck everything in the pot and see what you get.
All right, Chef Louie DeAngelis, check out his part of our website at DougStefan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Finishing with a flourish, the Summer Olympic Games in London, one to remember. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Seems like we had that elaborate and somewhat bizarre opening ceremony just a few minutes ago, but the Summer Olympics have reached the final stages. Just two more full days of competition to go, and we've got the closing ceremony straight ahead, scheduled for Sunday. And by any measure, the United States has done very well, with a particular focus on the American women, who actually outnumber the men on Team USA. Some of the most recent accomplishments by our women athletes, the U.S. women's soccer team capturing the gold medal yesterday, edging out Japan 2-1 at Wembley Stadium and avenging that loss to Japan in last year's World Cup final. The U.S. women's soccer team now has won 4 of the 5 gold medals since women's soccer was added to the Olympic Games. The U.S. women's basketball team squares off against France tomorrow in the gold medal game. Team USA beat Australia 86-73 in the semifinals to stretch its Olympic winning streak to 40 games. The Americans will now seek their 5th straight gold medal. Elsewhere, everybody in the pool. The U.S. women's water polo team has won gold, with the Americans knocking off Spain 8-5 in the final. It's the first gold medal for the women's water polo team, which had previously won a pair of silvers and a bronze at previous Olympic Games. Medal count overall, the United States extending its lead with 90 total medals. China is second with 80. And of the 39 gold medals won by American athletes, 26 have been won by women. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you...
there's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow off by 10 points, closing at 13,165. S&P up a fraction of a point. NASDAQ adding 7. Oil prices unchanged at $93.36 a barrel. Let's talk about the Atlantic hurricane season. The peak of the season is approaching, and government forecasters now say there will be more storms this year than they first predicted. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, predicting 12 to 17 named storms, with between 5 and 8 reaching hurricane strength, and 2 or 3 becoming major storms of Category 3 or higher. At the start of the season in June, NOAA predicted up to 15 storms. You gotta love how they changed their predictions on the fly. It's the last of golf's major championships of the year, the PGA Championship being played at the Ocean Course at Kiawah Island, South Carolina, and Carl Peterson, your leader, after a first-round 6-under 66, Rory McIlroy tied for second, just one shot back, Tiger Woods tied for 14th, he's three shots back at 69. And finally, some multi-state lottery news for you. We're talking Powerball, played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. New Jersey is a Powerball state. The executive director of the New Jersey Lottery, Carol Hettinger, says the current Powerball jackpot is causing some heads to turn.
We're really beginning to see people respond to that jackpot, and people are talking about it, so I think it's attracting attention.
And just how big is this Powerball jackpot? Ooh, just a mere $250 million. The next drawing is tomorrow night. There are those of us who jump in and play when the jackpot gets this high. The quickest way to play is the so-called quick pick route, allowing the computer to choose the numbers, or you could go with your own lucky numbers. In some cases, the numbers can have special meaning.
I play my father's numbers. He's in heaven. He gave me the numbers before he died.
That's very sweet, and we wish her well. All right, time for the question we must ask. If you hit Powerball for $253 million, what would you do?
Travel and, you know, do a lot of things that we haven't done before.
So, if you're playing Powerball for tomorrow night's drawing, good luck to you. Even better luck to me. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.